First, thank you very much. On Indigenous issues, Chile would like to highlight initiatives from the Living Well Plan and the presidential plan seeking to address intercultural conflict in Los Ríos and Los Lagos and to step up direct dialogue that is effective with the communities concerned. We also have a coordination plan and different budget lines to ensure a cultural revitalization as well. We've also adopted various measures to ensure the recommendations received today on Indigenous consultation. In 2023, we began an assessment process of the right to consultation with 11 peoples in the countries. It's on participatory process. Now, on inclusivity, the state has established a law prohibiting prohibition of medication for behavioral problems as a prerequisite for school attendance. The act also authorizes higher education establishments to admit students registered with the National Disability Register who have completed a higher education program without requiring them to sit an entrance exam to universities. Other relevant measures include the adoption of normative frameworks, establishing measures for labour inclusion of persons with disabilities, norms on equal opportunities and social inclusion for persons with disabilities, and to promote the use of sign language, recognising deafblindness and the promotion of full social inclusion of the deafblind. We'd also highlight the National Plan of Universal Accessibility from the Ministry of Social Development and the support programme for labour inclusion of the CENARIS, as well as the Access to Justice programme developed by CENARIS, together with the legal advisory corporations, which enable us to provide legal assistance to those who've seen their rights violated because of their disability. Thank you.